Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Anyone in the restaurant business will tell you that it's not only a lot of hard work, but that it's very competitive as well. So when you're still in business 25 years later, you know you can feel pretty good. Marguerite Carlisle and Kathy Wilson are sisters and co-owners of the original Pancake House franchise in Columbia, South Carolina, and two in Charlotte, and they have been in business 25 years. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on 25 years.
Thank you. It flew by.
Well, Marguerite, tell us how it all got started.
Kathy and I are Virginia girls who happened to marry Columbia natives. Kathy had worked in retail. I had worked in a bank, but we both had babies about the same time. And I decided to stay home for a while, and she was as well. And after a while, we just decided we thought we could probably put our heads together and do something together where we could share a job and have time away from the family, but be available to the children. I guess we wanted to keep working. Kathy was familiar with the original Pancake House franchise from her trips to Atlanta. She was very high on it. My husband and I checked it out, and we decided, yes, Columbia could use a gourmet breakfast restaurant. There weren't as many options then as there are now in Columbia. The franchise offered us a franchise here in Columbia. We noticed that most of them closed at 2:30 in the afternoon, and we thought, well, that's perfect for us. We can still be home with our children most of the day. So that's how it all started.
And it went so well, you opened up two more in Charlotte. How did that happen, Kathy?
We enjoyed what we were doing those first years, and we figured we could keep on doing it and looked for other locations, and the Charlotte market just made sense. It's a little closer than Charleston, and the same with Greenville. We can get up there in about an hour and 15 minutes. It all just worked out for us.
What have been your challenges, not only in just running a restaurant, but having three locations in two cities?
The challenges at first were the fact that we were managing our Columbia store ourselves, and so we had to hire a general manager. And for a general manager to be successful, they need to run the store and not have us micromanaging all the time. And the same thing in the Charlotte stores as well. What we were able to do is keep the consistency of the quality of the food. And that is a challenge today as it was, 25 years ago.
How about competition, Marguerite?
Well, we've seen that increase a lot over the past 25 years. Yesterday, the day before, McDonald's announced they're doing breakfast all day. So everybody is in the breakfast business now. But we've always had a lot of competition in the Charlotte market. There are lots of breakfast options there. The types of restaurants that offer cocktails with breakfast and that sort of thing. But that hasn't really impacted our mission or our loyal customers.
So what's next? Retirement? More locations across South Carolina, maybe in Columbia?
Well, not retirement, not yet. I think right now the three stores keep us busy. We each have two children, and they're out of college and in graduate school, a couple of them. And they're kind of finding their way, and I'm hoping at least one of the four will find their way here, and perhaps they'll want to go for the fourth location.
Most companies will tell you one of their biggest challenges is finding and keeping good quality employees. What is your secret?
Well, I think we provide a good environment, give them the tools to be successful. A lot of our employees, we always offered full time, and that's not always the case in the restaurant business, and they take pride in what they're doing. We serve a lot of special items that they take pride in that no one else is serving.
We also have really great customers, and servers in particular appreciate that.
Well, Marguerite, another issue in the restaurant business has been minimum wage going up. How have you faced that issue?
We pay minimum wage only to a starting high school host or hostess, cashier. Most of our employees make well beyond the minimum wage. I'm not saying that won't impact us in the future. I know $15 per hour has been thrown out. Yeah, that would definitely have an impact in Columbia, lesser of an impact in the Charlotte market.
Well, Marguerite, Kathy, Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to drop into our studio.
Well, thanks for having us, Mike.
Marguerite Carlisle and Kathy Wilson are sisters and co-owners of the original Pancake House franchise, celebrating 25 years in Columbia, South Carolina, and they have two in Charlotte. We will have a link to their company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.